Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 385 for Tuesday, May 10th. I'm Phil France Warkenton. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were up sharply Tuesday morning, with chart-based fund buying a feature as the technical signals remained pointed higher. Canola is up by $3 to over $6. The July contract up $6.60 at $522.70 per ton. Gains in the Chicago soy complex provided some spillover support for canola, but the Canadian oilseed was outpacing its U.S. counterpart to the upside, given the uncertain crop conditions across the prairies. While many dry areas are receiving rain, the moisture was bypassing some regions and deemed as excessive in others. The Canadian dollar is firmer in early activity that did temper the upside potential in canola. Profit-taking was also coming forward as the July canola contract traded right below its contract high. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher, although activity is choppy as participants await the release of the USDA's monthly supply-demand report due out later today. Soybeans are up 11 to 16 cents, the July contract up 15 at 10.42 per bushel. Beans were due for a technical correction after moving lower yesterday, and that accounted for some of the early buying interest. Declining production forecasts out of South America were also supportive, with excess moisture in Argentina and dryness in Brazil cutting into the crop prospects. However, the good U.S. crop conditions did limit the upside. About a quarter of the U.S. soybean crop was seeded as of this past Sunday. That's ahead of average for this time of year. Corn is up 1 to 3 cents, the July contract up 3 at 3.72 per bushel. The advances in soybeans provided spillover support, but the upside in corn was limited by the quick seeding pace being reported across the Midwest. About two-thirds of the U.S. corn crop is now planted. That compares with the 50% average for this time. Wheat is up 1 to 3 cents, the July contract in Chicago up 2 at $4.59 per bushel. Traders are generally bracing for upward revisions to the U.S. and world wheat supply estimates today. That could prove bearish later in the session, depending on how much more wheat there is in the numbers. However, chart signals are looking a bit more constructive for wheat, and that provided support. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, May 10th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil France Warkenton.